Our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. Good evening. My name is Brian McDonald, and tonight we're actually going to have a chance to have a broadcast. And tonight we're actually going to take a listen to the second part of episode 5 of an obscure space opera that hasn't been on the air in a long time called Star Wars, episode 5. And I'm not sure if we're going to beat out the actual release of the new one, but let's give it a try. Sit back, relax, and enjoy some spoken word entertainment here on CITR 101.9 FM.
General Veers.
Yes, Lord Vader.
What has happened? Something is wrong. Answer me.
The Starfleet has moved out of lightspeed, my lord. All our ships made the transition without incident, but...
You will pay a terrible price for your next hesitation, General.
Calm scan has detected an energy field protecting Hoth, where our probe droid was destroyed. It is a defensive shield, strong enough to deflect any bombardment the Starfleet can deliver.
Such a shield demands huge amounts of raw power. Rebels cannot possibly operate it constantly. They are already alerted to our arrival. Admiral Ozzel has brought the Starfleet out of light speed too close to Hoth.
He felt that the advantages of surprise and a close striking distance were more vital. There is a give and take in any battle plan, my lord.
Admiral Ozzel is as clumsy as he is stupid. This will be no easy victory.
No, Lord Vader. The rebels are well entrenched in ice caverns. They've turned that part of Hoth into a fortress. But we have the troops and the ships. In the end, we will crush them.
But what idiotic waste of Imperial resources. A simple act of conquest now becomes a needless and costly battle. And tell me, Veers, do you regard that as wisdom?
My lord, Admiral Ozzel is my superior. Admiral Ozzel is...
Finished, General. Have him and Captain Piet contacted instantly. I wish to see their faces on the main communication screen.
Very good, sir.
Communication section?
Yes, sir.
Lord Vader will speak to Admiral Ozzel and Captain Piet at once.
And General Veers.
What is your command, Lord Vader?
Prepare your men for a surface attack. We shall have to go in and dig these rebels out. Our Imperial stormtroopers will land outside the range of a rebel's shield and fight their way in.
Yes, my lord. All stormtroopers have been equipped for cold weather warfare, as per your orders. Our all-terrain armored transports are ready.
This is your opportunity to prove your value to me, Veers.
Admiral Ozzel and Captain Piet await your pleasure.
Watch the main view screen, General. What you will see there, you would be well advised to remember.
Greetings, Lord Vader.
I salute you, my Lord Vader.
My Lord, the Starfleet has moved out of light speed, as I'm sure you're aware. Tactically, we are now... good Admiral Ozzel.
Stand where you are, Captain Piet.
Yes, my Lord.
Admiral Ozzel, the power that closes in about your throat is the Force. It is my anger reaching forth to end your life.
Lord Vader, please, no!
It is pointless to merely punish someone so useless. You have failed me for the last time, Admiral. Captain Piet?
Yes. Yes, my lord.
Make ready for an assault landing beyond the rebels' energy field and deploy the fleet so that nothing can escape from Hoth.
As you command, Lord Vader.
In command now, Admiral Piet.
Thank you, my lord. I won't fail you.
Excellent, Piet. Or if you should, you know the consequences.
Now, Artu, pay attention. Just because you're going to be flying in Master Luke's X-Wing fighter is no reason to get cocky, as Captain Solo might put it. Just you listen to me. I don't want you getting our master into trouble, something for which you have an almost uncanny gift. Just take good care of him. Do you understand?
And
do take good care of yourself, too. Oh, dear, it's begun again.
You and me both, 2-1-B, but thanks for pulling me through.
Again, you are most welcome. Sir, I was told to consult you. My medical center is being evacuated insofar as is possible, but it will take considerable time and effort to evacuate the T-47s.
Oh, yeah, I'm really sorry, 1-B, but we're gonna have to forget the heavy equipment.
It seems wasteful that the T-47s must be scheduled for demolition.
Well, would you rather have the Empire use them?
I am a medical droid, sir. My political programming is limited.
Take it from me, 1-B. You wouldn't.
I once practiced medicine in an Imperial clinic. I take your meaning, Commander.
Listen, did you see my comlink around the medical center?
The techs are repairing it. Like yourself, it underwent some very unhealthy usage.
Right. Well, if anybody's trying to get in touch with me, tell them I'm on my way to the Snowspeeder hangar with a stop-off at the Millennium Falcon's hangar bay.
It is my hope that you continue in health, working to the good, Commander Luke Skywalker.
Okay. Give it a quarter turn, Chewie. Quarter turn, you hear me? Any more than that, then you'd pick up the pieces. Okay, that's it. Let's give her a try. Off! Turn it off! It's overloaded, Chewie! Turn it off! Okay, don't start in. Let's just fix the ship. Evacuation, they call it. Run for your life is more like it. Now do it right this time, Chewie. I'd like to lose some empty air where the Falcon used to be.
Han! Chewie! Hey, you two. Have you gotten around to junking this old bucket?
That's gonna cost you next time you want a joyride, Junior. And Chewie says you ride with the ballast from here on in. Where are you going in the funny suit, Commander?
Snowspeeder. Haven't you heard about the Imperials?
Why else would we have 4 tools in each hand? This one's gonna be rough, pal.
I'll say. The command center says we got a whole Starfleet on our hands.
Starfleet? Got any more good news?
Kinda short on that right now. I got a bad feeling I know who it is out there, too.
Well, what do you think? Vader'd send in the second team? You know, those X-Wings of yours have a blind spot just aft and underneath. Now keep an eye on it. Keep moving.
You want to wipe my nose, too?
You know, you looked a lot better when you used to wear your blast shield down over your face.
Hey, Chewie, don't let Han wreck this crate, all right? I'll see you both back. Chewie! Put me down!
Look, if you two want to be alone, I could go.
Oh!
Nothing like a Wookiee goodbye.
What's the evacuation plan?
Oh, we're going in groups. One transport and two fighters at a time.
So everybody's scheduled for an evacuation ship?
Yeah.
The command center people, too?
Yeah, her too, Han.
Her who?
Take a guess. I'm sure Chewie will nudge you when you get it right.
Why do I get the sudden urge to put you back in the medical center?
That's me. Watch out for yourselves, you two.
That's our life's work.
So you told me. Well, I gotta go.
Stay sharp.
Is everyone here?
Commander Skywalker's on his way, Princess Leia.
No. The transport ships will leave one at a time as soon as they're loaded. We can only afford two X-Wing fighter escorts per transport. We can't keep our defensive shield open for long or the Starfleet will breach it. Each flight will have to squeak through, so you fighter pilots stick close to your transports.
Enough fighters are supposed to go up against the Star Destroyer?
We have the ion cannon trained on the escape corridors up there. When the shield opens, it'll fire several rounds to make sure that any Imperial warships will be out of your flight path. When you've gotten past the energy shield, proceed directly to the rendezvous point. Understood?
What about the ground troops, Your Highness?
They pull back as we evacuate.
Things are going to get pretty grim towards the end. How's the last ship going to get out?
We'll set the ion cannon to fire on automatic and run for it. For what it's worth, that's the ship I'm riding. Any questions?
No.
I won't pretend that this retreat is a victory. Our mission today is not to defeat the Empire. What we must do is to keep the Rebel Alliance alive. Understood, everyone?
Yes. Okay, everybody to your station. Clyde, get ready to launch.
Well, Princess, you're developing a real command presence.
Oh, matter of necessity. I'd meant to speak to you, Luke, but there was so much to do that
I know. We've all been rushed. I just thought I'd stop by before I get Rogue Flight into the air. I need a favor.
Of course, Luke, if I can.
Listen, R2 will be leaving with me and my X-Wing. But I'd be grateful if you'd keep 3PO with you.
Didn't you know that I would, Luke? Even though R2 and 3PO think they're looking out for us.
Yeah, I guess I did.
You're in the last flight out, too.
Uh-huh. My choice.
Commander Skywalker, report to Rogue Flight Hangar Bay.
Oh, that's me.
So, you came to say goodbye?
No. I just came to say, I'll see you later.
Uh-huh.
Just that I will see you later.
What are you talking about?
Commander Skywalker, report to Snowspeaker Hangar Bay at once.
But I meant what I said, Leia.
Luke, we'll all make it. You'll see.
I know. Well, may the Force be with you.
May it be with us all, Luke.
Riken, sensors indicate Imperial landings in Zone 12.
I want ground positions and monitoring techs to stay alert. The Imperial's primary target will be our power generators. Make ready to open the shields for the first transport.
Excuse me, Your Highness, but how may I be of assistance?
I'm not sure. Just stay ready, 3PO.
Of course, Your Highness.
Both bases now at full alert status. Snowspeeders launching now. Repeat, Rogue Flight launching now.
General, message for you. Coming in now.
Let's hear it.
Command Center, this is Echo Station 3T8. We have a sensor report on something approaching the base. Nothing clear. Reported by Outpost Beta.
Controller, get me Outpost Beta.
Outpost Beta here. I have a visual now. These things look like animals. They're huge. Maybe 10, 15 meters high. Four-legged, and their heads move. They're made out of metal. They have extremely heavy armor and armament. I count 6 of them so far.
Walkers.
Yes, Your Highness, walkers. You've got Imperial all-terrain armored transports out there, Lieutenant. What's their speed?
They'll be within firing range of the perimeter in another minute or so.
Hoth Beta This must be extremely important, Your Highness. The Empire is employing its most powerful ground weapons today.
Right.
I imagine they intend this to be the final battle.
Then I'm afraid the Empire is in for a disappointment.
Outpost Beta.
Yes, sir.
Those walkers will pick up your presence any time now. You and your men get out of there on the double, understand me, son?
Halfway home, General. Outpost Beta out.
Flight launch, General. Commander Skywalker's falling under attack.
Patch him in over the communications net.
Sir.
Tell everyone on the perimeter to get set.
Walkers have opened fire on Echo Station 5-7, sir.
Open fire, Controller.
Open fire.
Echo Station 5-7, this is Rogue Flight. We're on our way.
Master Luke.
The Imperial walkers are firing on Outpost Beta, sir. We think most of our men got clear.
We have the walkers in sight now. They've slowed to combat mode.
Remind everyone that we're short on ammunition and power. Don't waste it.
Yes, Your Highness.
What's the status on the snow speeders?
They're nearly at Echo Station 5-7, sir. The walkers have knocked out two of our gun emplacements with long range fire.
General, those snow speeders are flying into a pretty uneven fight.
Someone's got to engage the walkers. We need time.
The first transport ship is off. Prepare to fire ion cannon.
Transport approaching defensive shield, sir.
Open the shield. Fire ion cannon 2 rounds.
Ion cannon. Fire 1 and 2.
Imperial Star Destroyer, you're on NSF, of course. First round, miss.
Oh, no.
Second round, hit.
But will that suffice?
Destroyer shield's overloading. She's losing her health. Transport and escorts are in the clear. They're clear!
That's one, Your Highness.
Yes. A part of the rebellion has survived.
Attention, off base. The first transport has gotten clear of the Imperial blockade.
Walkers are breaking through the outer defenses.
What about Rogue Flight?
Signal from Commander Skywalker. He sighted the walkers. Rogue Flight is attacking.
Overhead, just stay out of our way. Dak, you all right back there?
I feel like I can take on the Empire by myself, Luke.
I think I know what you mean, but you won't have to. Just lend a hand on that gun, we'll be all right.
What about you, Luke? You're the one who just got out of the medic center.
Part of the job. Rogue Flight, take up positions. Wing leaders, form up on me.
Look at them, boss. Great big fat, great targets.
I know, Zeb, but they got a long reach. Rogue Leader to Rogue Flight, form for attack pattern Delta.
Will you look at those walkers? Has there ever been anything so big and gray and ugly, Luke?
You don't like him, I'll take you down where you can do something about it, Dak. All right, this is for the money, Rogue Flight. Keep tight now. I have gun lock on the walkers, Dak. How you doing?
Luke, my screen's a blank. I have no approach vector. I'm not set.
Steady, Dak. Forget the screen. Eyeball it. Okay, Rogue Flight. Attack pattern Delta. Go now. All right, coming in. Javi, you still with me?
Right on your elbow, boss.
I'm going in between the legs of the first one, then over the back of the second.
Got it.
Watch out for the heavy guns in those head turrets. Keep an eye on which way the heads swing. I'm on approach vector 4, Dak. Pick them up on your 8.
Luke, they got Rogue 6.
Careful, everybody. Dak, give them everything you've got.
I'm trying. It has no effect.
Watch that counterfire, you guys.
The walkers just shrugged it off, Luke. Rogue Flight, that armor's too strong for our blaster cannon. We're gonna have to use our harpoons and tow cables. Go for their legs. It's the only chance of stopping them.
Luke, you think we've got a chance?
Just watch. Dak,
tell me what you want, Luke.
We're gonna have to improvise here. Stand by the harpoon gun.
Wait, Luke, we've got a malfunction in the fire control computer. I'll have to cut in the auxiliary.
Never mind that. Just hang on. Hang on, Dak. Get ready to fire that tow cable.
Just give me a target. I'll hit it. There's nothing I can't screw.
Dak! Dak!
The walkers are moving in on the power generators, Luke. What's wrong?
Wedge, I've lost my gunner. You're gonna have to make this harpoon shot yourself.
I copy, Rogue Leader.
I'll fly cover for you and draw the walker's fire. Have your gunner set his harpoon. Follow me on the next pass.
Coming around, Rogue Leader. Lead me to him, Luke.
Steady, Rogue 3. All right, it's your show, Wedge.
Gunner ready? Activate harpoon. Fire! Good shot, Jansen. Luke, the cable's secured to the walker's leg.
Wind that cable around its legs. The only chance we have to stop a walker is to trip it.
Keep up the slack on that line, Jansen.
Will do.
That's it, Wedge. You're doing it!
One more pass. Detach cable.
Cable detached, Wedge. Get us out of here.
It's working. It's working. The walker's legs are tangled in the cable.
It's falling.
Down! Command Center, this is
Rogue Leader. The Walker's down. All right, let's tackle the next one. Rogue Two, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm with you, Rogue Leader.
Set your harpoon, Zev. I'll cover for you.
Coming around, Luke.
Zev, look out. Break left. Break left!
Javi, the crossfire's murder down here. Ah! I'm hit. I'm going down.
General Riken, Rogue Leader's gone down. He's crash landed.
Master Luke, it can't be. It mustn't be.
Is Luke all right? Did he get out?
I'm trying to find out.
Let me talk to Rogue Flight Controller. Rogue 3, this is Riken.
I copy, General.
You're in charge now, Wedge. Can you see Luke?
Negative. Wait. I see him.
Oh, Master Luke, I never doubted.
3PO, shh.
Oh. He got clear of the ship just before a walker crushed it. I'm gonna try for a pickup.
Negative, Wedge. You'd only throw your life away, and I can't spare you.
General Riken.
Luke can make it out of there on his own.
But someone must go to his rescue.
3PO, General Riken is right.
I don't believe this. Luke's going after the walker.
No, Master Luke, don't do it.
He's got a voice cable attached to his underside, and he's hauling himself up. We can't even give him covering fire. He's too close.
But what's he doing?
I can't see him. I don't think the Imperials can either. He must be hanging onto the walker's underbelly.
Master Luke, has he become logical?
He's dropping clear. He looks like he's okay. There's an explosion inside the walker. I think he got a sapper charge into it. I see secondary explosions. The control turret just blew, and the walker's going down.
Rogue 3, can you see Luke?
He's headed for the transports.
No, hurry, Master Luke, hurry.
That's all right, he's out of the line of fire. I'm taking Rogue Flight in for another attack.
Play it carefully, Wedge. Just buy us as much time as you can, then get back here for the final evacuation.
You don't have to tell me twice, but the walkers are still advancing. Okay, Rogue Flight, form up on me. Time to earn your pay.
General Veers to Starfleet. Inform Lord Vader that Rebel resistance is beginning to crumble. My walkers will be inside their outer defenses momentarily.
General Veers, all remaining walkers are advancing according to plan.
Very good. And our stormtroopers?
They are ready to debark for ground assault as soon as we pass the base's outer defenses.
Concentrate all fire on the defenses for now, but have all walkers fire on the Rebel power generators as soon as they're within range.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Your Highness.
Can we bring the ion cannon to bear on the walkers?
It won't fire at that low an angle, Princess Leia. We're using it to cover the transport's escape.
Tell the ground officers to hurry, Controller. We have
Your Highness.
Time.
Yes, Princess Leia. Has anything more been heard with regard to Master Luke?
He was seen making his way toward the transport site on foot.
Oh, he must make it. He simply has to get there safely.
We've lost two more slow speeders, Your Highness.
Recall them, Controller. Have the pilots get to their fighters.
Prepare for evacuation phase 3. All personnel, evacuation phase 3.
It's all today. Then get your team over there, Controller, right away.
Yes, General Riken.
3PO, maybe you better start for the evacuation ship now.
Oh, well, with all due respect, Your Highness, Master Luke was quite definite in ordering me to attack with you.
Thank you, 3PO. I'm very grateful.
Leia, are you all right? You okay?
Han, why are you still here?
I heard the command center been hit.
The shield's held. I thought you'd gotten your clearance to leave.
Don't worry. I'll leave. First, I'm going to get you to your evacuation ship.
You mean you and the Wookiee actually fixed the Falcon? Miracles will never cease.
Save the humor,
Your
right?
Highness, we absolutely must take that last transport ship. It's our only hope of survival.
Imperial walkers closing on defensive generators. Stormtroopers in debark along the inner defensive arc.
Send all troops in Zone 12 to the takeoff site to protect the transports and fire.
Look out! Come on, Leia, that's walker fire. Close range. The clock's run out.
Leave me alone. Controller, see if you can't contact me out.
Leia, you run and you live or you die right here. You decide.
Imperial stormtroopers have entered the base. Repeat, Imperial stormtroopers.
That's it. Don't you understand?
Controller, give the evacuation signal. Then get to the transport, all of you. See if you can get
out. Come on!
Give the Omega signal. All troops,
What is the distance to the Rebel power generators?
17.28, General Veers.
Very good. We're within range. Have all walkers redirect their fire at the generators, maximum power. And open a comlink channel to Lord Vader's ship.
Yes, sir.
Lord Vader, General Veers here. The Rebel defensive shields will be down presently. You may begin your landing approach.
Princess, I just want to get you down this tunnel and out of the base. Try and do somebody a favor. What do you got? Look out! Ah! Look out, Leia! Ah! Get back!
Ah! I'm fine. Just let go. You all right?
Yeah. The tunnel's never going to be the same. They must have hit the power generators. Oh. Transport, this is Solo.
Transport here, Solo.
You better take off right away, boys. The south tunnel's collapsed. We can't get to you. I'll get the princess out of here in the Falcon.
Copy, Solo. Move fast. You're only one step ahead of the stormtroopers, and good luck.
This gets me nervous when people start wishing me luck. All right, the last bus is loading out, princess. Come on.
Looks like I'm with you,
Your Highness, Friday. Thank you so much for waiting.
Come on, 3PO.
What has happened to the tunnel?
Hurry, there's no time.
But where are you going? Look out, come back.
Into the hangar. Maybe the power door will hold it for a while.
Han, why is it life's one big foot race when you're around?
You got me. Come
wait,
on, get inside.
Wait for me! Captain Solo! Your Highness, please come back! A power door in my face. Typical.
You too, Freepio.
Oh, sir.
Get in there! Everybody into the fog.
Quickly, Freepio!
Well, I'm afraid I wasn't programmed for speed, Your Highness. Wait! I'm being as fast as I can.
You're just in time, Johnny. We're raising ship. Come on!
Run! Stormtroopers!
Get aboard! Everybody move it!
Will this never end? Fine.
How's this tree?
Would it help if I got out and pushed?
Yeah, it might.
Sir, might I suggest...
Don't push it, Smiley.
It's gonna wait.
So all this lift off.
What'd he say?
He says the reactor's way down. Still gonna lift off.
I am compelled to object, Captain. You will either cause the Falcon's power plant to explode, or...
Or we'll get captured by the Empire. She won't let us down.
You were saying?
Minor adjustment here.
See?
Buckle yourself in, sister.
Oh, my! The stormtroopers!
Let's see the famous Han Solo solution. Get us out of here!
They're firing on us.
The engines are giving out. Open up with the forward gun pod, Chewie. Get ready to switch over power systems.
The stormtroopers, they're falling back.
Let's just hope we don't have a burnout.
They're setting up a cannon.
Nah, quit worrying. The shields will hold. Bring up the engines, Chewie! What did I tell you, Princess?
Someday you're gonna be wrong, Han. I just hope I'm there to see it.
Blast those troopers, partner. Let's make our action. Nice shooting!
Look! By the power door! Vader!
But we're finished!
Shut up. Punch it, Chewie! Atta girl!
Imagination, or did Vader have a sort of dumb look on his mask as we left?
What's that alarm flasher?
TIE fighters right on our tail. What a life. Charge main gun batteries, Chewie.
Glad you guys are still here.
Where were you?
Yeah, you made it just in time, Luke. We tried to find you earlier.
This is the last evacuation.
Hey, you should be gone already. How come you're still hanging around?
Well, we sort of... got delayed, a little bit of this.
A little of that.
Yeah. So while we were...
While you were waiting for me. Right. Thanks, guys. What about the base?
The stormtroopers are already inside. Everybody who could got clear.
The princess?
Well, she got out with Solo and the Falcon.
Oh, then they're safe. Great! I saw the Falcon take off.
Look, we're out of time, Luke. Your X-Wing's ready.
Okay, I'm with you. Everything set, R2? Don't worry, R2. We're going.
R2's got the coordinates for the rendezvous. We're gonna regroup out beyond the galactic rift.
Right. You better get to your ships. Let's lift off.
Luke, the stormtroopers have captured the base. No covering fire when we run the blockade.
We'll make it. The Starfleet must be pretty scattered by now from chasing all the other transports.
We're just gonna have to trust to luck.
Luck, right. Get to your ships, you meatballs. We're lifting off.
There's something new on the sensors.
I know, I see him, Chewie.
What is it?
Star Destroyers. Two of them coming right at us.
Sir, Captain Solo.
3PO!
Captain Solo, would you be so kind as to take under consideration
the
possibility...
Shut him up or shut him down.
But I was merely attempting to be of assistance, Captain Solo. Ah!
They're on us. Chewie, check the deflector shields. You can't take much more of this. Well, we can still outmaneuver them.
The Star Destroyers are converging on us.
Yeah, that's just what they're watching us.
Captain Solo, they're practically upon us.
Just stay grim.
No!
That's kind of what I had in mind.
But the TIE fighters haven't abandoned the chase.
Prepare to make the jump to light speed, Chewie.
But Captain Solo!
Those TIE fighters are getting closer in a big hurry, Hotshot.
Yeah, well, watch this. Hold on, you Imperial suckers.
Watch what, Han?
I think we're in trouble.
If I may say so, sir, I was trying to tell you earlier that I noticed that the hyperdrive motivator had been damaged. It's impossible to go to light speed.
We're in trouble.
The TIE fighters are coming in again. Break right. Break right, Han!
This is going to be a little tougher than I figured here.
What do we do now?
You and 3PO fly this thing. Me and Chewie will have to repair it.
But, Captain, the optimal projections give you a margin of time that can barely allow for a favorable resolution.
Hold pilot seat or airlock, 3PO. What's it going to be?
Pilot seat, please.
Come on aft, Chewie. Just keep this thing headed in one direction, Leia. Me and the Wookiee will do the rest.
Everything all right back there, R2?
Luke, my scopes are picking up two Imperial Star Destroyers.
I see them too, Terran, but they're too far back to give us any trouble.
Uh-huh.
Another couple of seconds and we'll be ready to go to light speed.
Whenever you give the word, Luke.
Right. Listen, those destroyers might still try something. Wedge, you go on ahead with Terran. Make the jump to light speed. I'll stay back and cover for you and then follow when you're clear.
Luke, are you sure? I don't think that Imperial can catch us now.
Well, I'm just gonna have to... No, R2, I don't want you to program the jump. Not just yet.
Luke, is your R2 unit okay? What's the problem?
No problem, Wedge. Just get going and good luck.
Yeah. All right, if you say so, Luke. See you at rendezvous, Rogue Leader.
R2? Get set to come into a new course as soon as they're safely away. What? There's nothing wrong, R2. I'm just changing our destination. We're not going to regroup with the others. We're going to the Dagobah system. No, R2, that's all right. I'm just going to keep the ship on manual control for a while, thanks. I have to go there, R2. It's just something I have to do, that's all. Well, thanks for worrying about me. But I'll be all right, I promise. Now hold on, little buddy. Prepare to accelerate. Course engaged for Dagobah.
How are repairs proceeding, Princess Leia?
I don't know. The two of them are back there yelling at each other about Hydra spanners and alluvial dampers.
Oh, dear! The Imperials are upon us again! This is the end, Your Highness! I never say goodbye to R2.
That isn't cannon fire.
What?
Look out there.
Asteroids. The sky is filled with asteroids. Oh, no!
Here comes another! Han, you and Chewie get up to the cockpit right now.
It just doesn't seem fair, what with all the other problems we have. Will the deflector shields hold?
Not if we hit one of the big ones.
What's going on here?
Look.
Ah, more good news. Where are the Imperials?
The ties are closing on us. If we swing clear of the asteroid field, we'll run right into a Star Destroyer.
Okay, Chewie and me will take over the controls.
Fine with me.
Yeah, and with me too, I'm sure.
Okay, partner, set course 271.
What are you doing? You're not actually taking us into the asteroid field.
The Imperials would be crazy to follow us in there, wouldn't they? Hang on to your tiara, princess.
Dreadful.
Come on, you don't have to do this to impress me.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 725 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
Watch out!
And here comes another one.
The TIE fighters are firing us. They're following us, those guys, aren't they?
One of them hit an asteroid.
You said you wanted to be around when I made a mistake. Well, this could be it, sweetheart.
You take it back, Mark. No. We're gonna be pulverized if we stay out here much longer.
I can argue with that.
Pulverized? There must be some alternative.
I'm going in closer to that big asteroid.
Closer?
Closer? We'll crash.
No, I'm just gonna hug the surface. Let's see how good those guys are. Come on.
Han, this canyon's too narrow. And it's getting narrower!
Yeah, that's the idea. We still got those ties.
But the Millennium Falcon can't fit through that opening.
She's wide, but she's flat, 3PO. We can make it sideways. Hold on tight!
We made it. We're alive.
Alive?
Well...
traveling with you is never boring. I'll say that for you, Solo. What about the TIE fighters?
They hit the canyon walls. Guess it's time to look around for a landing spot. That cave down there looks pretty good.
Yeah. It's a suicide.
That'll do nicely. Ease her down, Chewie.
But why a cave, Your Highness?
Gotta make some repairs on the ship, 3PO.
I just hope you know what you're doing for a change.
Yeah, me too.
Vader, we have an urgent signal. I hope this interruption isn't... Oh.
You may approach me now that my helmet is in place, Pit. Were you shocked by what you saw?
Lord Vader, I was behind you. I only saw the back.
I'm aware of what you saw. You know that I am not to be disturbed when I am in my meditation chamber. There had better be an excellent reason for this intrusion.
The Starfleet has sighted the Millennium Falcon, my lord. We pursued her into the asteroid field, but we lost 4 TIE fighters in the chase. She's in among the asteroids.
Asteroids do not concern me, Admiral. I want that ship and her crew and passengers, not excuses. Do you recall the fate of Admiral Azzel?
It is difficult to forget such a sight, Lord Vader.
As it was meant to be. Now go and get me the Millennium Falcon.
Run a check on the vector guides, too. Maybe that's where the problem is, Chewie. How's the transition rig looking?
It'll be fine if you just let me work.
Don't be so touchy. Looks like I'm gonna have to shut down everything but the emergency power system.
Captain Solo, I'm almost afraid to ask, but does that include shutting me down, too?
Nah, 3PO, I need you to talk to the Falcon and find out what's wrong with the hyperdrive.
Oh.
You and her speak the same language.
That is the third disturbance we've experienced since landing in the cave, Captain. It's quite possible that this asteroid is not entirely stable.
Not entirely stable? I'm glad you're here to tell us these things, 3PO. Chewie! Take the professor here back to the tech station. Plug him into the Falcon system.
Sometimes I just don't understand human behavior. After all, I'm only attempting to perform my function in the most expeditious and efficient manner.
He's doing his best to help, you know.
Oh, look out!
Hey! Hands off!
Just looking out for my crew, Leia.
Han, let go. Please.
Don't get excited.
Captain, being held by you isn't quite enough to get me excited.
Sorry, sweetheart. I just haven't got the time for anything else right now.
One of these days, hon. One of these days.
Where is Artu when I need him? What an incredible mess.
How's it going on the hyperdrive, Trivio? Oh. Is it fixed yet?
Captain, I don't know where the Falcon learned to communicate, but she has the most peculiar dialect.
Don't knock her.
No, she's very intelligent, but she can be so rude at times.
Well, it comes from hanging around with me and Chewie. You're liable to start doing it yourself. What'd she say?
I believe she says that the power coupling on the negative axis has been polarized. I'm afraid you will have to replace it.
Well, of course I'll have to replace it.
I'll go and see about the transition apparatus, sir.
Hey, Chewie!
I must admit, I never thought I'd see myself.
Here's the core wire you wanted. Look, I've been thinking. We better replace the negative power coupling. What's the matter, Princess? You need a hand with that? Let's see here. Hey.
What I don't need is your arm around me.
Look, Your Worship, I'm only trying to help here.
Would you please stop calling me that? You make it so difficult sometimes.
I do. I really do. I know that, Leia. Come on, though. Admit it. Sometimes you think I'm all right.
Occasionally, maybe. When you aren't acting like a scoundrel.
Scoundrel? Scoundrel? I like the sound of that word. Hey, it looks like you skinned your knuckles.
Let go of my hand. It's all dirty.
My hands are dirty, too. What are you afraid of, Leia?
Afraid?
You're trembling. Did you know that?
I'm not trembling. Please let me go.
You like me because I'm a scoundrel. There aren't enough scoundrels in your life.
I happen to like nice men.
I'm nice men.
No, you're not. You're...
Captain Solo, sir, I have been talking with the Falcon.
Let go, Han. Please.
I have isolated the reverse power flux coupling that has been plaguing us, sir.
I'll go take a look at it. Good work, 3PO. Really, good work.
Yeah, thank you, 3PO. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, Captain Solo, you're perfectly welcome. I'm sure.
I just saw something.
Maybe you were dreaming.
I was not dreaming, you simpleton. See? It left that goop smeared on the canopy.
Listen. Highness is right. Listen.
I'm going out there.
Are you out of your mind?
Look, I just got this bucket back together. I'm not going to let something tear our apart.
Okay. Then I'm going with you.
Whatever you say. You too, Chewie. Break out the breathing mask and get your bowcaster.
Pardon me, sir, but I think it might be better if I remain inside to guard the ship.
Yeah, suit yourself, 3PO. Let's go, Princess.
Sure feels strange. Ugh. Feel like rock or soil. It's too squishy and slick.
There's an awful lot of moisture in here. It's pretty warm for a cave, too.
And I have a bad feeling about this.
You're not the only one. Chewie, keep your bowcaster ready. See what it was you heard, Leia.
It sounded like it was right up on the hull.
Look out! All right. I got it.
What is it?
Just what I thought, a Minok. Chewie, check the rest of the ship and make sure there are no more of them attached to it.
Minok?
Yeah, they stick to a ship and they chew on the power cables. Go on back inside. We'll clean them off if there are any more.
In committee.
Oh, I am not a committee. Han, you can't make the jump to light speed in an asteroid field.
Sit down, sweetheart. We're leaving.
Look, the cave entrance.
I see it. I see it.
The cave is collapsing. The entrance is closing.
There's no cave entrance. There's a mouth, see?
We're inside of something?
The mouth is practically closed. We're certain to perish.
Not if I can help it.
Photoreceptors, 3PO.
We made it. I can scarcely credit my senses.
With no room to spare. Han, what was that thing?
They call them space slugs. It's probably dormant when we landed. We woke it up.
Only you, Solo, could pick a monster's esophagus to park in.
Look, I got us out, didn't I? TIE fighters! The Imperials picked us up again.
They're firing. Why can't I lead the sort of placid existence for which I was designed?
We can't go to light speed here.
We're gonna have to outrun it. Everybody, hold on. Hit it, Chewie!
And I'm afraid the rest of that is not going to fit into a broadcast time, and so you'll have to take a listen to it next week. Coming up, we have some tunes to round out the evening. From all of us here in beautiful Vancouver, have a safe and happy weekend.